The Traveler's Journal, June 13th. Arise and go now, and go to Innisfree. William Butler Yeats, arguably the most influential English language poet of the 20th century, was born on this day in 1865. Though he lived much of his life in London, Yeats developed an early and profound attachment to County Sligo on Ireland's Atlantic coast, 100 miles northwest of Dublin. Yeats's grandfather was rector of the small Protestant church in the village of Drumcliffe on Sligo Bay, at the base of the beetle-browed mountain known as Ben Bulben. Young Yeats spent summers wandering the local hills and dales with his brother Jack, the painter, who was born in Sligo. The sparse pastoral landscape imprinted itself on the young poet's psyche and came to represent the purity of nature, a constant and defining element of Yeats's work. Although his career took him far afield, Yeats returned often to Sligo. 10 years after his death, he was reburied in the graveyard of his grandfather's church. County Sligo still has much to offer literary travelers who want to know the roots of the poet. The long sweep of sea and landscape from Ben Bulben's head is as inspirational as ever. Drumcliffe is surprisingly undisturbed by time and fame, as are other Yeats locations, like the Manor House, Park Castle on beautiful Lough Gill, and Innisfree, a tiny island in a reed-filled lake. Then there's the Yeats Museum in the town of Sligo. But more than real estate and artifacts, County Sligo's quixotic denizens are its real attraction. Their infectious warmth still captures a visitor's heart, as it did long ago to the young poet Yeats. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.